So when acting with radiation, there are certain legislations that we need to comply with because there are real hazards associated with radiation. And there are certain individuals within any hospital that uses either diagnostic or therapeutic radiation who offer advice and guidance on the best ways to proceed. So you may well have a radiation protection advisor in your hospital. This is a legally defined term, who provides advice on what areas should be controlled, what your regulations should be, who will do risk assessments and accept new equipment, and who will be involved in guidance on regular checking, calibration, training and monitoring of staff who are involved. There's also an authorisation in the UK and in many other countries to use any sort of radiation in a healthcare setting. So that's protecting the staff. On the other hand, we want to protect the patient, and so there's another piece of legislation which talks about justification of radiation exposures, optimization and limitation. In a therapeutic sense, we're not limiting it to try and keep it as low as possible, but we're more trying to keep it as accurate as possible, because often the therapeutic window is quite narrow. There is an individual called a medical physics expert who is closely involved, or should be closely involved, in all of these. So your friendly physicist is always at hand should you need them.